By 2050, ooh, how old will you be? Population of Americans age 65 or older is projected to double. So let's talk about the changes in the aging population and how my next guest gets involved. CEO, president of Rest Haven in Holland, to share how you plan to meet the growing needs for senior care and why the community should get involved. That's a big introduction to you. Charles, we'll call you Charlie Vanderbroek?
Right, Vanderbroek.
Vanderbroek, right, good morning you. To you, Charlie.
Yeah, hi, Shelley.
I should know that. Hey, good morning to you. Tell me about you first.
Well, I am the president of Rest Haven, which is in Holland, and I've been in some area of geriatrics and healthcare management for quite a long time, and I was originally a social worker, went back into healthcare, and got a business degree, and have been in administration of Rest Haven for about 20 years now.
And let's talk about Rest Haven. Where are you? What are you proud of?
Well, Rest Haven is in Holland. We have several different facilities in Holland, and really we serve people who are older, and they need independent living, assisted living, skilled care, dementia care, mm-hmm. home care, a lot of the whole variety of what they call a continuum of care for people as they age.
So let's talk about aging, changes in the aging population and their effect on our community. And can you tell me that there is going to be a growing need for senior care resources and services?
Well, of course, I heard yesterday that 10,000 baby boomers are retiring every day. And if you look at the graphs of the aging population, people 85 and over are going to probably triple by 2040. And we all know that you can live a long, happy life, and that's what we all wish for. But when a majority of older people are 85, you know there's going to be needs that are associated with that. Activities of daily living, transportation, even entertainment, hearing issues, a lot of things that go along with the needs of people as they age. So some of the supply that we have for both residential and community programs is not really going to meet the need if we don't get proactive about it.
I'm doing the math. 2050, I may not be here at the microphone.
Right. Well, yeah, you might be.
Glass half full. I need to change my attitude.
Well, the other thing that is happening is that as this group of people age, we're going to see more people working longer and also people coming into our type of care older. So when they finally do come into retirement services, their needs are going to be very different than they were in 1945 when Rest Haven started.
Sure. Wow. So Rest Haven, how are you working to meet this need?
Well, about 2 years ago, our board and our management really realized we needed to do some serious planning. And so we looked at our facilities, we looked at our programs, and decided we needed to this was the right time to do some additional building, some changes and renovations to prepare for this next decade.
So let's take it apart. There's actually a campaign, a calling, a promise, a vision.
Right. As we put together our needs, we looked at about $8.8 million of physical changes we needed to make for our facilities. And we decided as we really looked at what we had in terms of our own resources mm-hmm. that if Rest Haven put in $3.8 million, that's about what we could do. So we needed to go to the community for a $5 million campaign. And historically, Rest Haven really has been built on the community support. And since 1945, the beginning of the organization really was from the churches that all threw some money in a hat and decided to put up a facility for aging widows of pastors, actually.
Every dollar counts. Congratulations. I know you've raised at least half of your $5 million through the generosity of local supporters, so you're now just kind of looking to reach your goal?
Yes, our silent phase netted about $3.2 million, so over 60%. And we wanted to be at least at 50%, so we're very happy where we are now, but we really do need the community support. And what's really important to us is not the big, huge gifts, but every dollar counts, as you said, and we really love it when our community sends in any kind of level of support.
I'll put you on the spot. What makes Rest Haven different from other senior care communities?
Well, Rest Haven is a mission-based nonprofit organization. Everything that comes in from our residents or families goes back into service of our constituents. Mm-hmm. And as a faith-based Christian organization, we've had a niche in Holland that has been very special for years.
Yes. And why should the community get involved in this campaign?
Well, first of all, from a selfish perspective, we're all getting older, and sometimes you don't know the resources need to be available until you need them. But aging is not just about the person who's getting older. It's really a whole family and community issue. And personally, I believe that we're only as strong as the weakest link. And also, I think West Michigan has been an area where we feel strongly to honor and support the people who have kind of built our community before us.
Again, President and CEO of Rest Haven with us, Charles Vanderbroek, talking about the goals for a unique campaign and talking about Rest Haven. A couple minutes left, Charlie. Again, you're looking at construction of two new 12-unit assisted living cottages.
Yes, and we've been building cottages because we believe small is great for older people. So we're adding two cottages of assisted living. We're adding one cottage of skilled living, and by adding that cottage on our skilled campus, we'll be creating more private rooms. And we really definitely feel like private rooms is where people want to be and will need to be as some of their care needs change as they age. We're also putting in a request for benevolent fund. We always have done benevolent fund, but we're seeing that becoming a greater need for people who run out of money. They at 99 years old and needing help, they need some financial assistance as well.
Yes. How can we get involved with the campaign?
Well, first of all, we have a website, www.resthaven.org. And you can go there, and it's very easy for you to donate or find out more about the campaign. We have a great video on there that I would encourage you to watch. It really tells everything about Rest Haven in about 2 minutes.
I hope you know most of your clients by name, and I bet they know yours as well.
The stories are very important, and they're wonderful people, and I think you would enjoy looking at the website and learning more about us.
We will do that. Thanks for your good words, Charlie Vanderbroek, President and CEO of Rest Haven.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day.